Fish gotta swim, birds gotta fly, and lawmakers gotta make laws. Isn't that how the song goes? Well, in Massachusetts, one lawmaker is spending his time trying to make laws go away. NPR's Tovia Smith tells us about him.
State Representative Byron Rushing calls it a kind of legislative spring cleaning that's just about 100 years or so overdue.
You know, we have a lot of law. And there are laws that just sit there that we call archaic, like things like blasphemy.
Oh my God, you might say. But if you did so willfully blaspheme the holy name of God, says Massachusetts General Law Chapter 272, Section 36, by cursing or contumeliously reproaching Jesus Christ or the Holy Ghost, you could spend a year in the slammer.
There were some serious laws that we probably should never have done in the first place, but they are enforceable.
Rushing has found 20 of these sort of legal dust balls that he wants to repeal. There's a law that makes it illegal to be a communist, and another that would have you arrested for, quote, engaging in immoral conduct in a restaurant or tavern. And there are countless other crimes in between.
You could call the cops on anybody out there. We could look out the window on Boston Common and see someone with a tattoo.
That's right. If it wasn't made by a qualified physician,
they might go to jail.
They might. That's right.
Anybody who's on birth control?
Anybody who's on birth control and doesn't have a wedding ring.
Anybody who spits on the ground?
Anyone who spits. Right. Now, they won't go to jail. They'll just get fined.
Who knew?
Who knew?
Apparently, no one.
Do you know it's illegal in Massachusetts to use birth control if you're not married?
I didn't know that.
Ever guilty of anything like that?
Yes. Yes. Many times.
You'd be surprised how many criminals, like Eric Bruskin, are lurking around Boston Common in broad daylight.
You guys better call a lawyer.
I know. Yeah.
Did you know that it was illegal in Massachusetts to spit on the sidewalk?
No. I've seen cops spit on the sidewalk, so...
Might you have ever done that in your life?
We have all done that.
This is where I ask for your name.
Oh, God. Jose.
And your last name? I'm not going to turn you in.
Ortiz.
The spitting law dates back a century or so to a time when people feared it could spread tuberculosis. That's no longer a threat, but there are many Bay Staters, like Linda Bariskin, who still want spitting to be a crime.
It's nasty. It's filthy. It's just unsanitary.
State Representative Byron Rushing says he's got a slew of email from fans of the anti-spitting law, but he still thinks it sets a bad precedent to make something illegal just because it's seen as disgusting. He admits he's having trouble getting some to take his legislation seriously, but he insists repealing these laws is serious business.
What happens when you get some overeager prosecutor who decides, well, I'm gonna use this, right? So we have to be very careful about leaving those crazy laws on the books.
Sound far-fetched? Witness just a few years ago, a nearly century-old law that was meant to prevent interracial marriages was dusted off and used by former Governor Mitt Romney to block gay couples from out of state from marrying here. Rushing is still kicking himself for not getting to the house cleaning sooner.
If we had been doing what we're doing 6 years ago, we would simply have said to people, oh, that's a racist bill. We should just get rid of that law. And everybody would have done it. Boom, it would have been gone. And all the people could be coming and getting married. It would have been very, very different.
Repealing these old laws, Rushing says, is as high stakes as anything he's done. Thing is, he says, you just might not know why until it's too late. Tovia Smith, NPR News, Boston.